Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Well, hopefully you've been checking out our Instagram lives we've been doing with some of your favorite country artists. And yesterday I hosted one with Scotty McCreery. He was on there and he did a live performance of a few of his songs. And it was interesting. It's 99.5 QYK, JR and Kevin here. I don't know if you saw it, Kevin, yesterday, did you?
I did not see it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So it's still on there right now, 99.5 QYK. And we just got to hang with him for about 20 minutes. People get to watch. And he sang some songs. He was at his North Carolina beach house.
Yes.
And he was there, and he sang the song that he wrote for his wife. It was during the proposal, and then it was their first dance at their wedding.
Oh, cool.
This is it. Oh, you know that song?
Yeah, great song.
Well, he sang it, and you know how these Instagram lives go when you're looking, when you're split screen?
Yes.
So if I'm hosting it and he's on there,
right.
He's on one side, I'm on the other,
right.
Or top and bottom there?
Yeah.
Well, he's singing This Is It, but the only face he sees is me.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he gets done singing this whole thing, and I'm thinking to myself, the whole thing, okay, what do I do? Is this kind of, this song's not for me. It's specially written for his wife.
That's right. It's not for you.
Well, here's the exchange we had after he got done singing This Is It.
This is it. Boy, hey, I'm sorry you had to look at me during that whole thing.
You know, I'm used to seeing something much prettier when I sing this. All right,
hey, I don't doubt it, man. I'm sorry you had to look at me during that whole thing. I was like, do I duck out of the way? Do I pull a picture of your wife on the internet? What do I do?
That would have been something.
He was a good sport about it.
That was great.
But you know what's interesting is he then turned the camera around and he had something on his wall that he said, you know who I'm also singing to? Check this out.
Dude, I'll tell you who else I was singing to, man. That's up here with me right now.
I was talking to Tampa.
Oh, Tom Brady in the background.
Yes. Killing me, man.
Dude, we just got a picture of him in Buccaneers helmet. And
it just looks
strange. But we're
pumped. I don't want to see it, man. I don't want to see it.
So he's a big Patriots fan.
Sorry,
Scotty. But he said, I was happy for you guys. And he said, if he comes down here, he definitely wants to go to a game. And I said, you got to wear a Bucs jersey, though. I said, we'll make sure we have one for you to wear.
Yeah.
But it was super cool. You can watch it. It's at 995QYK's Instagram page right now. But it was just
That's
so awkward.
That's awesome.
As he's singing these love songs. And I'm sitting there going, sorry, Scotty. You got to look at me. Got to look at my dumb face. It was awesome. All right, coming up, speaking of the Buccaneers and Tom Brady, I have to go to Kevin on these stories because he's so excited. Been a lifelong Bucs fan. Tom Brady is making adjustments to the team already. It's after this. Well, a lot of you have been raised on the Buccaneers, and this would be a feel-good story for you. It's JR and Kevin right now, 995 QYK. Now, when it comes to Buccaneers or Rays, I got to go to the guy who grew up, born and raised, no pun intended, a Rays or a Buccaneers fan. And there's some good news out of the Buccaneers camp and some interesting news regarding Tom Brady and his center.
Yeah, so Ryan Jensen, the center of the Buccaneers, he's been with the team a couple of years. Obviously, new quarterback. He's been with Jameis Winston. So getting to know the new quarterback, you know, how he likes it snapped. You know, when he,
I know, it's such an interesting thing when you think about it. But it's important.
Because, let's face it, the quarterback has his hand right on your butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to be fast friends.
That, yes. So, Tom is real particular when it comes to that sort of thing because, you know, it gets a little sweaty back there.
Well, you
let's
start.
Let's face it.
But let's be honest, especially down here in the heat. But another thing is that's where the whole play starts.
That's right.
If Tom doesn't get a good grip on the ball, then the whole play is kind of messed up, right?
That's right. So, Tom went to Ryan and said, do you wear a glove on your snap hand? He said, yes. Tom was like, we have to talk about that. So that was number one. The second thing with Tom is he has a thing where he likes to put a towel doused with baby powder down the backside of the center so he doesn't feel all that sweat. I totally get it. You wouldn't want
it.
To. No, I don't know who would want that.
It's kind of a pro tip, too, if you think
That's
about
right.
it.
That's right. So Ryan put on his Twitter the other day, and it's a picture of Tom folding like a hand towel in half with Ryan kind of watching him. And he wrote, first you fold the towel once, then over itself again. Put it down your crack and douse it in baby powder. No more butt sweat. This is a Tom Brady thing with any center, even with the Patriots. He has a thing with putting a towel with the baby powder so it stays dry back there. You know, you don't want a wet ball or stinky hand coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. No more description needed.
That's right. So, but what was cool, you know, so that's the, so they got together a couple days ago at Berkeley Prep, and you know, we saw some pictures, and there's a whole big thing of how that guy got those pictures because it was really hard. There was, they never saw anybody there.
Right.
So the article says that Jensen said that it was like 300 or 400 yards away this person had to have been because they didn't see anybody. They have security there.
Yeah.
So they said he texted Brady, and Brady was like, if you want to meet up, let's get some snaps in. And he got the players together.
Right.
And then they hung out afterward. And as Jensen said, it's just dudes being dudes. And I love that.
I love that. That was so cool. And the thing is, obviously, I think also it's probably a superstition.
Has to be.
It's got to be that, too. You know, just like baseball players have different superstitions and whatnot. Oh, yeah. But, hey, he's practicing good hygiene.
That I like that.
Washing his hands.
That's right.
You know, in the midst of COVID-19.
Yes, we need that.
All right, very cool. Hey, coming up at 7:05, we have First Responder Friday. We're going to honor somebody, and somebody actually wants to honor their brother. 7:05, we got you. Here's Jordan Davis. Well, it is First Responder Friday. We want to honor a first responder in our community. It's JR995QYK. We have Shauna Swim on the phone. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Newport Richey.
All right. Very nice. So, today it looks like you want to nominate your brother, John, right?
Yes.
Well, very cool. Well, tell us about John and why you want to recognize him.
Well, he's a paramedic in Polk County. I think he's been there for about 2 years now. He's one of the most selfless people I've met in a long time since birth. But growing up, like, he was really a pain in my neck. from paramedic training, like being a tourniquet dummy, being deadlifted, it was literally a pain in my neck.
You were his test subject, basically?
Exactly. I was his test subject. That was the benefit of being a little sister, I guess.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, he's just been working so hard lately, especially during this time, and I don't think he gets the appreciation that he truly deserves.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's times that he's working, you know, 2 to 3 days in a row. So he has a little girl at home that he's not spending time with so he can go and help the community. And I just really want to say thank you to him.
Well, I'm so glad you wrote us in. We want to say thank you to him as well. And it sounds like you said, first responders, nurses, truck drivers, grocery store workers, you know, firefighters, police, all of them. I mean, we can't say thank you enough to them, especially during this time. So I'm just glad that you're shining a light on your brother. And Shauna, thanks so much for writing us in. And give him our love and our support, okay?
Absolutely, will do.
All right, Shauna, take care.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Well, if you want to nominate someone, we want to hear about them. First Responder Friday or Military Monday. It takes 5 minutes. It's super easy. Go to 995QYK.com. We want to hear about them.
It's JR and Melanie's Second Date Update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, a brand new 7:15 Second Date Update. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's JR and Kevin. We are trying to help out someone today by the name of Brent. He reached out to us on Facebook. He went on a date with this girl, Cam. Dating has returned. Things are opening up, so that's
Thank
always
goodness,
good.
Yes.
So we got him on the phone right now. Good morning, Brent. How are you?
I'm good. How about you, man?
We are doing great. You sound a little bummed out,
no,
though.
No.
Tell us about this girl, Cam. How'd you guys meet? What'd you guys do?
Yeah, so we met through some mutual friends, and we decided we'd meet up over at Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, have some drinks, have some wings, all that kind of good stuff. She was super cool, really nice, really pretty, just great personality, like, you know, has a good career going, all kinds of stuff. And it was great. We hit it off, and it was awesome. And now just silence, like no text back, no, like I contacted her through Facebook, text, all kinds of stuff. Just I haven't heard a thing, just complete silence.
Well, let's go back. Break down the date for me. Tell me about, you know, what the vibe was like, you know, how things went, what you guys talk about, like how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about that. Like, the vibe was really good. We were getting to know each other. Like, we just were talking about, you know, high school, like, where we went, and kind of what we're doing now, what our goals are, all that kind of good stuff. Like, it was a great conversation, you know? We were really getting to know each other really well, and, like, it was great. I don't know what else to say other than it was really good. I'm really surprised that I haven't heard back.
How did you guys leave it? Did you guys talk about another date?
Yeah, like, everything ended, and it was fine. It was like, hey, you know, maybe we'll go out again. And it was just, you know, nothing settled on, but just kind of like, yeah, I had a good time and that was it, you know?
Right. All right, man. Well, I can't really think of anything. I mean, you kind of broke it down for us. What we'll do is we're going to put you on hold. We'll try to call Cam for you, okay? Can you hang on?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Right in the middle of trying to help out Brent this morning on the 715 Second Date Update. Sharon, Kevin on 995 QIK. All right, Kevin, what are your first initial reactions to Brent? Like, what we heard his story.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, he thought it was a great date, but he hasn't heard back. He even got through our Facebook, so, I mean, you never know what it could be.
But I want to find out.
But we need to know, because Brent wants to know what happened on the date.
We're going to try to help him out. We're going to try to call his date Cam right now. Hi, good morning. Is this Cam?
Yes.
Hi, Cam. This is JR from 995 QIK. How are you?
I'm good. It's so early in the morning.
Yes, it is early.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to see if you had a chance to talk to us. We're going to be on the radio right now, if you're okay with that. We wanted to ask you a couple questions, actually, about a date you recently went on.
Okay.
Is that okay if we talk to you?
Sure.
All right. I know it's very weird. We want to ask you about this guy, Brent, that you went on a date with. I guess you guys met at Buffalo Wild Wings for some drinks and some wings, and you guys hung out, and he felt like the conversation really went well. He felt like you guys actually left the date as if you were going to go on another one, and now he's heard nothing and is just really confused by the whole deal. What's going on? Have you been busy or...
Well, I'm not surprised that he's, like, confused as to the next step, because when we left our date, he was pretty wasted.
Really?
So I'm not surprised that he's confused and doesn't really remember how it ended.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just, I got the impression that he was, like, a party guy, and I'm so past that. I'm not looking for that anymore, and this, it's just, I'm not, I'm, it just wasn't, it's not for me. I'm sorry.
Okay. What made him a party guy in your mind? I mean, I understand you said that he probably overindulged, but was there anything else?
Yeah, well, we were just there for happy hour. You know, the restaurants are just opening, and so that was fun to get to go out again. And it, you know, I was just expecting it to be like a casual thing to get to know each other. And we did, but then he just right away was like buying all these drinks, which then turned into like shots, which I wasn't ready to do that. I was just trying to get to know this guy, you know.
It's aggressive,
he
starts
buying shots for other people in the restaurant.
Interesting.
Like sending it over to their tables and like, this one's on me, guys?
Yeah, like screaming and, you know, because we were just in this one little like bar area for happy hour, and he was just like, I guess, in a really good mood and wanted to buy shots for everyone and kind of created this party atmosphere. And, you know, everybody was already sort of partying because they were out and about, and
yeah.
I don't know. I just was really put off. Like, that's not what a first date is to me. It seemed as if he just, he got all the easy questions out. Like, okay, this is how old you are. This is where you went to high school. This is where you went to college.
What kind of shot do you like?
it was like he got all the easy questions out. And then when those were done, it was like, okay, let's drink and let's just have fun. Let's just party. And I was just so put off by it. That's not what I am looking for, and it didn't seem like he was serious about it, and I just really was put off by it.
All right, well, listen, we actually have him on the phone with us, and I want to bring him back on, Cam, and kind of get his side of things.
Okay.
Brent?
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, Cam. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'm not a huge, like, you're making me sound like a frat guy. You know, yeah, I was in a frat in college, but I'm not like a frat guy. Like, listen, everybody's been on lockdown for how long now? And it was just, you could just feel the mood in there. Everybody was so happy to be out, and I was just going along with it. It just felt good to buy people drinks and make friends and just have a great, like, atmosphere.
Yeah, but, like, you were on a first date with me, and the attention should have been on me. You know, it didn't seem like you even gave crap about, like, wanting to get to know me. I mean, it's cool that you're, like, we want a center of attention type guy, I guess, and, like, he just wanted to make people happy, but That's not what a first date is to me. We didn't even really get to, I can't even tell you, like, what your goals are, we didn't even talk about anything. Like, I don't know. We just talked about the surface stuff, and then you just wanted to keep drinking. And I made it kind of clear to you, like, no, I'm not going to take that shot. Thanks. And you just kept going.
I mean, to me, a first date is kind of just getting to know each other sort of on the surface and maybe a bit. Like, that's kind of why you have further dates to get to know each other better, you know? Yeah, I had a good buzz going. Everybody was having a really, really good time, you know? And I felt like I was including every, like, I didn't leave the table or, like, leave you hanging or anything like that. Like, you know, I don't understand. Like, I thought the movie was great.
I'm glad that, like, you thought everybody in the restaurant was having a good time, but everybody maybe was except me. So I'm really sorry, but I'm not interested.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that says more about you than not. I don't know. Everybody was having a good time.
Sorry.
So are you saying, are you saying, Cam, that you would not be willing to give us another shot? No pun intended.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it had to come to this. I thought I gave him a pretty good idea of that when I didn't respond to him.
All right. Well, listen, Brent, now you know what's going on. Maybe a different approach. Maybe it just came off a little aggressive, or maybe you're just looking for a different type of girl than she is. And now you got some answers. I'm sorry it didn't work out. And I wish you well, man.
It's all good. I appreciate it. Now I know, you know.
Exactly.
You.
And Cam, thanks for your time this morning. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, guys. Come on, first date, really?
Yeah, that's not good.
You can't rage.
Sorry, Brent. I'm not with you on this one.
I wish I could back him up, but it's just like, that's not the time, especially when we're first starting to be able to go out to restaurants and it's a first date on top of that. It's like, you gotta be a little bit more conscious.
Maybe one couple of beers, get a little, you know, you're probably anxious, a little nervous, you know, loosen yourself up a little bit. But don't buy shots for the bar.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
What is that?
When the focus went somewhere else, that was not good. So,
what was that?
Read your crowd a little bit, meaning your date a little bit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Morning crew, 995 QYK. You know, we love our pets more than anything, really. And sometimes just as much as our children. They are our children in a lot of ways.
They are.
Well, I'll just tell you this. They have been affected by COVID-19. And you think about unemployment issues and not being able to maybe provide for your dog in the same way you always have.
Right.
Obviously, you want to get them fed. Well, a Tampa Bay pet supply store. It's called Health Mutt. They are doing something pretty amazing. They have started a food pantry for your pets.
That's awesome.
And so you can get involved in this as well. And basically what the owner says, hey, listen, we know these people. They come in all the time. They're repeat customers. And we know they're being affected by this unemployment and how the economy is right now. And we wanted to do anything we could to help. So they initially stocked the entire food pantry. And now they're looking for your help to keep it going for these people.
Gotcha.
Now, you can do this monetarily, or you can do this by dropping off cans at Health Mutt. It's called Health Mutt. And I would give you the phone number, but this is going to be easier. You can go to the store in person, or you can just look up Health Mutt, and the phone number will be right there for you where you can make monetary donations. And again, you can go buy as well. Face coverings are required inside, of course, but they want your help. They would love to do this, and this is a great thing to help people out and their pets. Now, it's located in Tampa's Seminole Heights neighborhood, and they have created this food pantry to help you with your pets. So help them out if you're in a position to do that.
Absolutely.
Can't forget about your pets, you know?
No, you can. They're your children.
Mine for sure.
Yeah, Petey.
I don't have kids. Old Petey. But, so definitely want to help them out.
That's
Health
awesome.
Mutt. Health Mutt. You can do that. Look them up online. You can donate by calling them or drop supplies off in person. All right, coming up at 7:55, here's this story. You know the Ring cameras, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
They're becoming a tool.
All right.
They're becoming a tool not just for when somebody drops something off, but also a way of communicating with the family. A very heartfelt story coming up at 7:55.
Wow, I feel good.
This This has got to make you feel good right here. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. So, Kevin, I know that you're going to be an absolute mess when your daughter goes away to college one day. You don't even want to think about it.
No, I do not. No.
I'm sorry to bring it up.
Yeah.
But there is a feel-good story right here. There's a girl who's away at college, and her dad, she told her dad that she likes to watch the family's Ring doorbell footage because it'll show, you know, them coming in and out of their house. It's a way to see their family, what they're up to and whatnot.
Yeah, that's cool, actually.
So her dad started leaving her messages when he would go in and out of the house.
That's awesome.
And here is a clip of one.
Hey, Em, it's drizzling a little here. Hey, Em, got $9 off at Rite Aid. Hey, Em. Hi, Em. Hey, Em, what's up? What up? Hey, Em, we're home. Love you. Great seeing you. Good morning, Em. Have a great day.
Oh,
that
is awesome.
I love that. Good morning, Em.
Yeah.
How you doing, Em?
I got $9 off at Rite Aid. Yeah. That's the best.
My dad would just keep ringing it nonstop just to wake me up.
Yeah.
Hey, get to class. What are you doing? Get to class.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If you don't check this, I know you're getting this notification. Get to class. Call me back.
Because I'm the worst at calling people back.
But anyway, I thought that was a really cool feel-good story. So way to go, Dad. Way to go, daughter. And way to use the Ring doorbell. Very, very smart. All right, coming up, 810 Music City Minutes. Some albums dropping today. Another couple besides Blake and Gwen collaborating on a song. I'll tell you about it. 810 on 995 QYK.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Well, Jordan Davis drops a new self-titled EP, which basically is a mini album today. You know his songs, singles You Up, Slow Dance in a Parking Lot, and he said he is taking a different approach on his sophomore album.
This is kind of who I am right now. You know, I'm in a different spot as I was with Home State, you know, now being married a couple years and having a six-month-old at the house. These are some of the most special songs I've written, not just since my first album, but since I've started writing songs.
By the way, a very underrated song on his last album is called Selfish. So if you have the last album, definitely check out the song called Selfish. All right, Darius Rucker is getting involved in the quarantine parody game by doing a parody of Hootie and the Blowfish's Hold My Hand. This is great.
Everybody, y'all wash those hands. The best that I can.
Yeah, you know how people used to hold up so lighters good at concerts? I think it's going to be hand sanitizer now.
Oh, yeah.
A glow-in-the-dark hand sanitizer would be awesome.
Yeah.
Kane Brown teased a new collaboration that he is working on. It's actually with his wife, Caitlin.
Interesting.
He tweeted, Kane Brown featuring Caitlin Brown in the works. Now, something you may not know about Caitlin is his wife is a graduate from Berklee School of Music in Boston. And she just graduated and actually was in the same class as Justin Timberlake, who went back to get his degree from the Berklee School of Music. I think it was an honorary degree, because you know how they go back and they get something like that. But he earned it from what he's done.
He definitely earned it.
But she can sing. She was actually working on her own career when they met. And they met through a producer they both were working with. And she went to one of his shows. And he said, I want you to come to my next show. And the rest is history.
Marry me.
Yeah, marry me. anyway, but Kane Brown actually going to do a mini concert for us today on 99.5 QYK. You can check it out this afternoon, 4 p.m. He will go. We will connect with his home studio. And he'll do a show for you. 4 p.m. And then again at 8 p.m., Kane Brown mini concert right here on 99.5 QYK. And that is your Music Minute. And coming up, quarantine, close quarters, your significant others with you more probably than they ever have been. I've got a blog with some of the dumbest fights that have come up since quarantine. I'll tell you about it in 6 minutes. New country right there from Keith Urban, When God Whispered Your Name, 99.5 QYK. That significant other of yours, you've probably been quarantined with them. Doesn't matter if you're married. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's a roommate. Maybe it's your wife, your husband, whatever. But you've been spending a lot more time with them than you realize. And it is a great thing. You would say that, right, Kevin? It's a great time.
For sure.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I really am.
Just messing with you. No, you get a lot of family time. You talked about riding bikes with the kids. Well, a couple put out a blog of the dumbest fights they've been in during quarantine just because they're probably a little frustrated that they can't go out. And now, you know, little things are ticking them off that normally wouldn't. And they're learning more about each other than maybe didn't know before.
Yeah, true.
So here's the blog. The first fight that they say they fight about a lot is the puzzle fight. One will be more interested in it than other. They're trying to do this as a bonding experience. And then one goes, I just don't want to do this anymore. And one guy was writing that he said, you know what? Now I'm considered the non-supportive boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Because I'm not helping with the puzzle.
The puzzles. That's
which,
great.
In the scheme of things, you probably wouldn't even do in a puzzle. But since you guys are stuck together.
That's true.
The other one is the Zoom conference call debacle and who talks louder on it. One saying to the other, do you really need to talk that loud on Zoom? Or do you really need to scream into the Zoom? Now, I know my dad, being an older guy, right, always screams in the Zoom, and I got to turn it down. But being in the same room as him as he's screaming, it's like, hey, it doesn't help to scream into the Zoom.
It's loud, yeah.
So the argument of who talks louder on Zoom, which obviously is very important.
Right. Yeah.
The day that I found out I'm terrible at making coffee. We're not making for each other every single morning.
Right.
You might leave, because obviously you leave the house way before your wife does.
Yes.
So now you find out, like, ooh, you make coffee this way? This is disgusting. What are you doing?
You may want to invest in a Keurig at this point.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah. Do your own thing.
Yeah.
The other one is how you clean. Now, I think you would notice this, like, when the other person came home.
You would think.
But when they're together, they get to witness how you clean up. They get to witness how you do your laundry.
Right.
They get to witness now why your clothes are on the floor or whatever.
Right.
And it has sparked more and more fights, which I thought these were just hilarious. And in the scheme of things, not important, but just because people are just kind of cooped up and cabin fever, it's caused a little bit more arguing and whatnot. Have you had anything at the house?
I mean, stuff over, like, the kids, like,
school. Kids schooling? Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, who does what subject?
Right.
And then, like, I just sort of started doing math with my daughter because it's the Common Core and it's kind of confusing sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
So I just have been, I've been doing it since we started this whole thing. And once my wife realized that I was pretty decent at it, she's like, you can just do the math every time.
You do that, I'll do this.
She'll do other stuff. So it's just kind of like, you know, trying to figure out. So, and then, like, sometimes I'll come home and the kids haven't done much. And I'm like, really? So you waited till I got home? So now we can throw it all on me? So, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So sometimes, it's not all the time. It's every once in a while. But yeah, so with the kids being around 24/7 now, you know, they're not leaving.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah,
interesting. It sparks different things.
It does.
All right. So, what is that dumb fight that you've been in with your significant other or your roommate or whatever? And it's in the grand scheme of things, it ain't that big a deal, but it's been kind of sparked because of quarantine. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Talking about dumb quarantine fights, you know, you've been in each other's presence probably more than ever, and, you know, certain things rub you the wrong way that maybe not have in the past when you guys have your work days together separate. 99.5 QYK, JR and Kevin here. Kevin was talking about how he and his wife sometimes don't get into it, but kind of have disagreements on who's going to teach the kids which subject that day.
Yeah, because, you know, homeschooling is for everybody right now.
And, absolutely.
So there's going to be tension there a little bit.
You'll be taking gifts to those teachers next year for sure.
My goodness, yes.
All right, so we were talking about some other ones that in this blog about people fighting over puzzles, people fighting over how people clean, how they make coffee, how they talk loud on Zoom. We got... This is so good. All right, so we got Taylor in Tampa right now. Now, Taylor, have you been involved in a dumb Zoom fight? We want to know.
We normally watch a TV show together, and she will normally watch ahead of me. And so last night, she was going to leave, and she said, well, you can't watch it without me. And I said, oh, like, you don't do that to me every time. And it ended up blowing up into this huge thing, and she was like, it was so stupid. I was really mad.
Yeah.
And I was like, you always do that to me. And she was like, well, I was just asking. And I was like, I'm sorry.
I love it. So how did it get resolved?
I think I realized a little bit through the argument that it was kind of stupid. And I just looked at her and I was like, you know, I'm sorry. I'll wait until you get home.
Oh, so you did wait.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
All right, way to go, Taylor. What show was it?
It's Nancy Drew on the CW.
Even better. I love
it. That's a good show.
All right. You have a great day, Taylor. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for doing what you do on the radio. I love it.
We appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just remember, guys, love wins, right? Just the quarantine making you crazy. All right. Coming up, Scotty McCreary and I did an Instagram Live. Some of you may have saw it. An awkward moment between he and I. I will tell you about it in two songs. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. Let's go to veteran newsman Kevin. Kevin, what you got?
All right, thanks. I was telling you yesterday how Pinellas County is allowing vacation rentals now, even including the Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Well, Hillsborough County Administrator Mike Merrill said he anticipates similar approval and said it shouldn't be a problem, although no date has been set yet and it hasn't gone through, but it shouldn't be a problem.
But Hillsborough's kind of in behind everybody else, though, on a lot of things, right? So
yeah, and listen, Hillsborough County doesn't have the beaches. I think it's, I'm so glad Pinellas County has right. them, because listen, the unofficial start of summer is Memorial Day weekend. People want to go to the beach,
right?
So I'm glad Pinellas County's through. Let's hope Hillsborough follows pretty soon. St. Pete Pride announced Thursday that it canceled its 2020 celebration because of COVID-19. St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman said in a statement, "While I'm saddened by the cancellation of this year's St. Pete Pride, I respect the decision made by the event's organizers, given the inability to plan such events in the face of this unprecedented uncertainty. Looking forward to July 4th celebrations. We're hearing a few that are not going to be happening this year. The Siesta Key Chamber of Commerce decided to cancel their 4th of July fireworks displays.
Oh.
I expect more of this to happen, but listen to me, we're still over a month away from July 4th. Hopefully some of them in the Tampa Bay area will still continue. That would be great.
Let's get a couple guys tested. Let's throw them out on a barge in the middle of Tampa Bay and let them just shoot them off. What are we doing here?
Yeah, we need to celebrate our Independence Day. Yeah,
especially this year.
Yes. And finally, the hurricane season. Officials are saying that it's going to be not good this year. That's what they're saying. Scientists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season has the possibility of being extremely active and will likely be more active than normal.
Come on.
That's what they're saying.
Give me some good news, Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to try. Hurricane season officially begins on June the 1st, and it runs through November the 30th.
That's not good news.
I'm sorry. Okay, how about this? The agency's outlook predicts a 60% chance of above normal, so there's still a 40% chance that it couldn't happen.
Glasses half full, my friend.
Look at it that way. Listen, hurricanes, you gotta be ready. You got to get prepared for them.
Bear of good news from Kevin today.
I'm sorry to end on that note, running into the Memorial Day holiday, but that's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.